As I have mentioned before, John's Gospel is sort of famous for its I am passages in which Jesus describes himself so often in those terms. Last week it was, I am the Good Shepherd. During the summer, when it's Mark's Gospel, we hear, I am the bread of life. Today, I am the vine and you are the branches. And he goes on to use that imagery to remind the people that, well, you know, if a branch comes off the vine, it can't do much because it has no way of getting nourishment. And we see that time and time again. I mean, as we live up here, maybe sometime there's a big wind that goes through and breaks some branches off of trees, or it bends them down considerably, maybe under the weight of ice or something like that. And once that branch becomes detached from the tree, there's just no way to save it. And so we go out and we cut it off and we throw it on a pile, just like the gospel said. Sometimes you might cut it up for something, other times it just burned, just like the gospel reminds us. Because unless you're attached to that tree, unless you're attached to that vine, we cannot get any nourishment and we simply cannot grow. And we know that even on a human scale. I mean, if we don't eat, we're not capable of doing anything, because we have no food that we can turn into energy. And yet, it's not just a matter of eating. It's a matter of eating the right food. And in our country today, you read study after study after study about the problems that we are having and we're going to continue to have, and they're going to continue to get even greater because of things like diabetes, because of things like obesity. And so it's not that we're not eating, it's that we're eating the wrong things. And so it makes us very difficult to function properly. And it's no different when we come to that spiritual realm, if you will. It's a matter of eating the right things, of coming to the table and eating properly. And it's very difficult, I think, for us sometimes to think of that imagery, but when you look at sort of the guidelines that comes when you're sort of, not sort of, but when you're building a church, it makes this interesting observation, and you are absolutely true to it when you design this church. It says the amble, and that's that thing over there that you might call a lectern, but technically it's an amble. It says the amble and the altar should be rather similar in style. And why would they say that? They should be rather similar in style. And when you look at the style, they're perfectly similar. I mean, different sizes and everything, but same design. Because they're telling us that there are actually two tables by which we are nourished when we come to church. There is the table of God's word, and then there is the table of God's sacrifice. And both are absolutely necessary for us to produce good fruit. And when we talk about that good fruit, Jesus is talking about things like justice and mercy and love and compassion. But we're just like anything else. If we are going to function properly, if we are going to produce good fruit, if we are going to function at our optimum level, we need to be very careful what we put in to this body of ours, whether it's on the physical realm or whether it's the spiritual realm. Because, you know, there's all sorts of things out there, all sorts of things out there that are promising us all of these great returns. Do this and you'll be happy, do that, etc., etc. And they're not working because it's just like eating the wrong food. And when we come to church, this is where we come to God's table, and we come to get the right food. And we have to remain attached to the vine, because if we don't, we cannot get that food that we need to function properly as spiritual beings. And so we have God's word. And when you look at that time and time again, And this is something that really started about 50 years ago when we had the Second Vatican Council. I mean, we were a church of the scriptures, but not nearly as much as we are today. Because when you look at what we call the instructions to all of the sacraments, one of the things that they stress time and time again is that each of the sacraments should be accompanied by breaking open the Word of God. Whether it's Mass, whether it's baptism, whether it's, you know, reconciliation, whatever. They're saying that this is a very important part of the sacrament. It's not just a matter of, okay, we've got the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. Doesn't matter what sacrament we've got. Whether it's marriage, holy orders, or anything, it says, no, this is very important. The Word of God is extremely important in all of our sacraments because that's where we get fed. And you might remember, you know, at the end of the sixth chapter of John's Gospel, when a lot of the people are walking away from Jesus because he said, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And of course, the Jewish people were scratching their head. How can you possibly eat his body and drink his blood? And they started to walk away. And so Jesus asked Peter, what, you going to leave too? What does Peter say? Lord, where are we going to go? You have the words of everlasting life. Where are we going to go? This is the only place we can find the words of everlasting life, is if we remain attached to you. And we come to this altar. It's no different. And even the symbolism, what is it? We have bread, we have wine, things that we eat. And the extraordinary declaration that Jesus makes that, well, unless you eat this body of mine and drink my blood, you have no life in you. But if you do, you have the gift of eternal life. And that's one of the things you really can't see in the English translation. I mean, when you look at John's Gospel, he has three different words for life. And in the sixth chapter, when John says, I am the bread of life, he's not using the word bios, like biology, this physical life of ours. He's using the Greek word zoe, which means eternal life. I am the bread of eternal life. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. This is the food that we need. But tragically, so many people have detached themselves from the vine that they're not getting the food that they need to function properly as Christians. They're trying to do it on their own. Well, I don't need God's grace. I don't need God's help. I don't need to be formed by the Word of God. I don't need to receive the Eucharist. I don't need to... all the whole litany, I can do it on my own. And we're not doing real well, quite frankly, people. We're not doing real well. And so that imagery, again, as Jesus always does, it's a bit foreign to us, vine, branches and that, but we know exactly what he's talking about, as I said. You know, when branches are broken off, we just have to take them off and throw them away. Because the only way they would continue to grow is if they remain attached to the tree or if that branch remains attached to the vine. And that's what we need to do because that's where we get that grace. That's where we get the energy that enables us to bear that good fruit. Because without that food, no plant can bear good fruit. Without that grace that comes from our God, we cannot bear good fruit either. And so we come here Sunday after Sunday to be nourished at the table of God, to be nourished in the liturgy of the Word, to be nourished in the liturgy of the Eucharist. And why do we need that nourishment? We need that nourishment to go forth and to bear good fruit.